Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's thought on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Miketz, was also Shabbos Chanukah, as we go through the 8 days of Chanukah through this Shabbos. And the commentators discuss several allusions in the Parsha to Chanukah, and I'd like to share one with you and the deeper meaning behind it. When the brothers come down to Yosef for the second time, bringing with them their brother, Yosef's younger brother, the final son of Rachel, Benjamin. So Yosef invites them into his palace, and he orders his servants to prepare a meal. And the words that he uses in Hebrew are utvoyach tevach v'hochin, which means to slaughter some animals and prepare them. And the commentators say that the letters of two of these words, utvoyach tevach v'hochin, tevach v'hochin, the final letter of tevach, which is a ches, and v'hochin, which means and prepare, spells out the word Chanukah. And somehow, this verse that talks about Joseph ordering them to prepare the animals for eating is an allusion to Chanukah. Now, there are sources, midrashic sources, that say that this order of preparing the animals for eating is in fact telling them to prepare it properly in the kosher manner, to slaughter it according to kosher law, and to prepare it according to kosher law. And while a discussion about whether the tribes, whether the patriarchs kept the Torah before it was given is beyond the pale of my discussion right now, there are certainly a number of sources that indicate that they did. Certainly that Abraham did, Isaac and Jacob seem to have as well, and it's not difficult to say, and there are sources that say that in fact Joseph kept the Torah as well. But again, the question is, what does the preparation of an animal in accordance with the Jewish law have to do with Chanukah? So one thought, one idea behind this is the idea of preparation. And we find by the menorah a fascinating idea that besides the lighting of the menorah, a big deal is made out of the preparation of the menorah. The Torah talks about preparing the menorah. There are special laws associated with preparing the menorah for lighting. And we don't necessarily find the idea of preparation being made into such a big deal by other sacrifices or by other services in the Beis HaMikdash in the temple, but we do find it in the context of the menorah. And the question is why? And an answer is that part of being able to serve God properly is to prepare oneself. We have an idea in Judaism that God bestows us with goodness, but we need to create ourselves as a kli, as a vessel, to receive God's goodness. And by preparing ourselves properly, we're able to properly connect and properly receive God's blessing. If I give you something and you don't have the wherewithal to receive it, then it's not worth anything. And in fact, we find this idea perhaps very significantly, most significantly, in a famous story that is told to us about Elisha. Elisha was a prophet, a student, a disciple of Elijah, Eliyahu the prophet. And at one point he came to a woman's house and she had no food. And all she had was a flask of oil. And he told her, go borrow as many vessels as you can get a hold of from your neighbors. And they gathered many vessels, she and her sons. And he took all these vessels, he closed the door, and he began to pour from the flask of oil, and miraculously the oil kept coming out more and more from this flask. And he kept pouring, and the oil did not stop until there were no more vessels left. And when all the vessels were filled, then the oil stopped pouring. And the idea behind this, again, there's a lot of other ideas behind this, but one idea behind this, that when the vessels ran out, the oil stopped pouring, is that God's blessing is limitless. But there has to be a vessel to receive it. And the idea of the Kohanim working in the temple is that they are the ones who connect this world to the world above. They are the ones who represent service of God, of connecting the lower world to the higher world, to allow this world to receive the blessings that God wants to bestow upon us. That is the idea of the Kohanim, of the priests in the temple. And the idea of the bestowal of God's goodness into this world is perhaps most present in the menorah. The menorah is a flame that is attached to a wick, and inside the cups are the oil, and the oil is lit, and then we have the wick above. And so in a sense, you have the connection of a higher world represented by the flame, which moves upward and is not quite physical, even though it's part of this world, but certainly a very spiritual, not quite physical entity of this world, connecting with the oil that's inside the cup. And so the service of the menorah specifically is a service that requires preparation. The fire can only be lit if the cup is prepared beforehand and filled with oil. And to the extent that there's a cup and that cup fills with oil, then we can have a connection. Then the fire is able to be lit and to connect. And the entire service in the temple is really this idea of connecting the lower world to the higher world to receive God's blessing. And the Kohanim, the priests in the temple, are the ones who are tasked with making this happen more than any other part of the Jewish people. Today we don't have a temple. We have prayer, and prayer fills that role of allowing us to receive God's goodness through our prayers. And the miracle of Hanukkah was brought about by the priests, and there are sources that say that the entire episode of the domination of the Greeks over the Jewish people started because the priests, the Jewish people in general, but the priests, the Kohanim specifically, were a little too lackadaisical in their service in the temple. In other words, they were not preparing themselves properly to receive God's blessing. And the rectification was their willingness to give themselves up in sanctification of God's name, to risk their lives, to defend God's honor and the honor of the temple. And by doing so, by preparing to totally sacrifice themselves for God, they essentially reconnected the connection that had been frayed when they did not perform the service properly. And so the idea of preparing food for eating is an idea that is expressed in other places in life, that in life we don't just get things, we need to prepare for them beforehand. And Hanukkah is also an idea that we need to prepare ourselves, we need to create ourselves as vessels to receive God's goodness. In order to fully be able to absorb and to receive the goodness that God wants to give us, we need to make ourselves vessels. And that's a message of the menorah, and that's a message of Hanukkah, and that is also the message of Joseph ordering that they prepare the animals. That is, anything which is worthwhile in life needs preparation, not just so that you can fully appreciate it, but that you can receive it. And the appreciation is because you've prepared, you've made yourself a vessel to receive it. And so when you have prepared yourself and made yourself a vessel to receive it, your appreciation and your ability to receive it is so much greater. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.